I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. If you're a baseball fan, you probably know that the Men's College World Series begins this weekend in Omaha. You can follow the action at NCAA.com, and you can hear every game from Omaha at WestwoodOneSports.com. Late this past week, the NCAA released findings and penalties related to violations in the University of Louisville basketball program. More on that when we continue on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born, if I was raised in the city or suburbs. You don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
After a lengthy investigation, a Division I Committee on Infractions panel announced findings and penalties involving University of Louisville basketball. The panel found that a former director of basketball operations acted unethically and committed serious violations by arranging sexually themed events for prospects, student athletes, and others. Cardinals head basketball coach Rick Pitino was deemed to have violated NCAA responsibility rules in not monitoring the activities of the former staff member. Significant penalties in a 4-year probation period were prescribed by the panel, including a 5-game suspension for Rick Pitino at the start of ACC conference play next season, a vacation of basketball records in which 3 ineligible student athletes played from December of 2010 through July of 2014. The university will have 45 days to provide a list of these games, which could include the Cardinals' 2013 national championship. The university must also return money received through conference revenue sharing for appearances in 2012 to 2015 D1 NCAA men's basketball tournaments. Additionally, the panel accepted the university's self-imposed 2015-2016 postseason ban and scholarships reduction. The former director of basketball operations, Andre McGee, received a 10-year show cause order related to working at an NCAA member institution. The university released a statement that includes their intent to appeal, quote, all aspects of the penalties, end quote. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.